This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Hey guys, we're back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I have sons that are not little anymore. They're 21 and 18. And, you know, the day would come when their mama would not be the only woman in their lives and the most important woman in their lives. And so they have begun to date. Well, they've dated for a while. And one of my sons is head over heels over this one beautiful, beautiful girl. And I, it was at the point where the families wanted to meet. Now, hubby's out of town, so I was like, okay, this is the weekend to do it, right? You know, because, you know, dads are interesting. You know, dads, because they're, you know, a little bit more set in their ways, dads don't seem to be as amenable, I think, as women could be. I really hate stereotyping because we're all, I know we're not identifying as women and men anymore and all that, but there are certain, shall we say, characteristics that sometimes come into play. And so for those of you couples that do, you know, seem to identify some of those, shall we say, varying characteristics, and you're about to meet your child's partner's family, you might want to tap in on the family member's strengths and weaknesses. So, well, I only know the situation from dating. I would meet the parents of whoever I was dating. And so, being the datee, I'm like, okay, don't wear anything low cut. I never really did. You know, I was always in turtlenecks and long skirts, even when they weren't popular and it was the summer. Don't cuss. Don't look overly energetic. Be very respectful. Bring out certain qualities, like you know how to cook, right? Just in case they're old school. So in the 90s, when I would date, I would talk about my cooking abilities, which are horrible, right? I talk about how much I love kids. You know, I'm thinking, you know, what do they want to know? They want to know that, you know, the kids are going to be well fed. You know, the son's going to be well fed. Right? Right? There's going to be kids. And I would answer their questions to the best of the ability. And luckily, most parents of people I dated liked me. So now I'm in a very new position. This is uncharted territory where I am possibly going to be a mother-in-law. And this is something I've never wanted to be. You don't, as a child, grow up going, one day I want to be a mother-in-law. You, as an adult, don't want to be a mother-in-law. And you think in your head, I won't be a mother-in-law. I'm going to be cool. I'm not going to be one of those. And now you're possibly in that position. And now you have to meet somebody who's going to be possibly your kid's mother-in-law. So it's, you're in a very delicate position because on one end, you want the family to love you. But on the other end, you're thinking, you're so traumatized by in-law, right, issues, that you almost want to set the stage, right, for your son, going, okay, right, you know, as mother-in-law, you're not going to go there, okay? No mother-in-law behavior happens to my baby like it happened to me. So I'm like, okay, well, what do I do? And so I'm thinking to myself, okay, well, what do I wear? I went to Facebook. I went on Facebook. Thank you, guys. You know, some of you suggested that maybe I wear pasties. Orange is the new black. I don't know, but some of your suggestions helped. But I was myself. You know, people said just be yourself because it's going to not work. It's going to not work. Because here's the other thing, too. You know, I love my son, but he's not perfect. And I always worry that he's not going to be able to keep the relationship up. And I don't want to be the one that's the deal break, that just kills the relationship. And so I'm like, I need to make sure that he's the only variable. If the family meets his mom and goes, oh my gosh, she's whack. No, the genes of the grandkids are good. What are my grandkids going to look like? So I want it to be as not as variable. And I think I did a good job. Yeah, I laid low on the glitter. Hey, I like glitter. I laid low on the glitter. I tried to comb my hair. I was minimal makeup. I brushed my teeth. I didn't do the upper lip wax. I completely forgot. I forgot the upper lip wax, but that's okay. At least I had two eyebrows, so that was good. Bra straps were aligned. Okay, the last thing they need to know is, you know, I have Picasso issues. So bra straps completely aligned to look good. I looked good. I didn't get too giddy. And what was very interesting is her mother speaks some English, but mostly Spanish. So not only did I have to make sure I didn't speak stupid in English, but because I was going to conduct most of our dinner in Spanish, I was like, okay, wow, I need to then make sure I don't use the wrong word. Because in school, in Spanish class, I would mix up the words. I would accidentally cuss, and I didn't realize that I was mispronouncing a word and possibly saying the wrong thing. So the pressure was on to do this in Spanish and to do, and you know what? It worked out. It was great. I love her. I love the mom. Of course, I love the girl that my son's dating, and it worked out good. But oh my gosh. I don't think there's going to be ever mother-in-law issues. I think it's, you know, when the babies come, you know, that's, grandmas get there. When a baby comes, the grandmas especially are going to get all up in everybody's business. I'm okay with that, right? Because we've had experience. I mean, I love my son, but if my son is going to try to feed my kid a bagel, no. Now, if my kid is going to try to diagnose my son or grandchildren with something incorrectly, I'm like, okay, Dr. Mommy here. And same thing with the other, in a Yiddish, or I think in Hebrew we call them machatunim. They are the other parents, the other, yeah. So I am going to definitely let them, because they have experience too, because trust me, I messed up a lot with my kids. So if I could get any other sort of mommy feedback, that will work. So I think whenever you do meet the other family, let them know right off the bat you're going to partner, that you are going to partner with them, and that the kids come first, that you are happy, you love them. In fact, I let them know that I almost love their daughter more than my own kid. Because honestly, she's perfect. If I had a daughter, it would be her. And it worked. It worked. So, but whew. You thought the scorpion was stressful. That was stressful, but it worked out great. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I saved plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Alright guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So how many of you guys have an iPhone 12? I don't know what my iPhone is. I think my iPhone is an 8 or 9. I don't know. I can't even keep up. I was one of the first people to have a BlackBerry when they first came out. I believe that was roughly, 2009, 2010. I remember on my show, I was not doing well with it, and I was kind of talking about it, and it had that little ball on there, and my thumbs were way too big for the keys, and the BlackBerry didn't do well for me, such that when iPhone came out, and yeah, the smartphone, I was completely a believer. I have followed Apple all the way through. I don't have Beats. I don't have the iPod, the AirPods. I don't have a lot of their products. Probably because I would lose them and I don't want to spend that much money. But their products are pretty damn good. And their products have ranges and very, very powerful magnets. So powerful that Apple came out this week saying, guys, keep it away from your pacemaker. And we're talking 6 inches and 12 inches when charging. Now, that is, wait, is it inches or centimeters? Let me just double check. I apologize. Sorry, guys. Yeah, 6 inches to 12 inches. Apparently, your iPhones and your smartwatches. I got an Apple Watch. And your Beats and your iPods and your AirPods and your iPad can interfere with somebody's defibrillator or pacemaker. Now, we knew about this. Remember I spoke to you about the FDA had a warning in May, and then I believe the American Cardiology Association did a study looking at, I think there were 14 test subjects and 11 of them ended up having issues because their phone started to mess with the electrical currents of their medical devices. So this isn't anything new. But what these warnings aren't telling anybody is if you're a grandpa or grandma or aunt or uncle or parent and you want to hug the kids or the grandkids and they have all their tech in their pockets, that could be enough to temporarily disable your medical device. That's some pretty scary stuff, which means what you're going to have to do is TSA style the kids. Buy anything electronic out of your pockets. Put everything over to the side as you walk through the scan and you have to stand like that. And my IUD always seems to kind of trigger something. I don't understand why. Because I was like, ma'am, there's something in your groin. I'm like, it's the IUD. And they always have to, and I hate the frisking because it always involves the groin. Because that's where, and I'm like, you know, and I can't say I have an IUD because it sounds too much like an IED. Yeah. So I've just stopped telling them I have an IUD. Because I did that once ago. I got an IUD. And the way I say IUD almost sounds like IED. And that's you don't want anybody to think you have an explosive device. So I have to speak a lot slower, which I know many of you want me to speak slower, but especially with TSA, I have to speak a lot slower. So let's talk about this really quickly here. So Apple has come out, and oh my gosh, their iPhone 12 is so sexy and sleek looking. But they have suggested that magnets and electromagnetic fields will interfere under certain conditions with your medical devices. And basically how these pacemakers work and defibrillators work. So pacemakers and defibs, they monitor the heart. And if your pace is off, if the electrical activity is messed up because you've had damage to your heart muscle, remember, your heart relies on electrical current. That's why those of us who studied biology, we still had to take physics, because you can't get away from physics and electricity and all that. And so the electrical current goes through the heart. It's supposed to go through very predictably. And when it does, it causes the heart muscle to contract. When the heart muscle contracts, it allows the heart pump to pump. So sometimes your electricity is off. And if the heart muscle can't conduct the electricity properly, you're going to need a little jolt. You'll need a little electrical current. Pacemakers will do that and make sure you keep the pace. A defibrillator will, you might have a normal heartbeat, but the defibrillator, if it thinks your heart isn't properly beating, it'll also give a pulse. So it needs to be able to read the electricity. Well, Apple products supposedly could interfere with that. And I guess, according to the FDA, they say some consumer electronic devices like cell phones and smartwatches include high field strength magnets. Recent studies have shown that consumer electronic devices with high field strength magnets may cause certain implanted medical devices to switch to magnet mode. and suspend normal operations until the magnet is moved away from the medical device. Now, why is there a magnet mode? Well, because there's a lot of medical procedures, such as MRIs, that involve magnets. These safety features are typically engaged by physicians with the use of high field strength magnet that is placed near the implanted device, placing it into a magnet mode. Removal of the magnetic field causes the device to return to normal operation. So basically, in order for these devices to be able to not, malfunction, if you have to undergo an MRI or certain test, there's these fail safes built in. But they're well tested. When you talk about cell phones and AirPods, the going in and out of Wi-Fi and whatever the heck they're doing, that can cause some unpredictability. And so we don't want something going into magnet mode that doesn't need to be. And that's where that all comes from. So how do you know if your cardiac device isn't working well? Well, you could be tired. You could have some chest pain. You could have some trouble breathing. You could feel faint. You could be dizzy. You could feel weak. And so if you have a family member that has one of these things and they get quiet or they don't seem right, I mean, look and see if maybe there's an issue with, cell phones and things like that. Which also makes me wonder, can anybody with a pacemaker then have a cell phone? What's very frightening is one study done found that even in the box, they could interfere. I think this was a study by the American Heart Association. In June, earlier this month, they published a report reminding users of implantable cardiac devices that electronic devices such as the iPhone 12 had the potential to interfere with the device's function even if it was still in the manufactured package. So these phones, even if they're not charged, have a magnet. You know how we have to keep our credit cards away from the phones? Same thing. So it's no wonder this hasn't been spoken about even more so. All right, so let's review what these products are. So your AirPods. So Apple's website lists all these products. Your AirPods with the charging case. The AirPods with the wireless charging case. The AirPods Pro with the wireless charging case. The AirPods Max with the smart case. Your Apple Watch. Your Apple Watch with magnets. The Apple Watch with magnetic charging accessories, your HomePod, your HomePod Mini, your iPad, iPad Mini, iPad Air, iPad Pro, iPad Smart Covers and Smart Folios, iPad Smart Keyboard and Smart Keyboard Folio, Magic Keyboard for iPad, we're not done, iPhone 12, and I have, I think, an iPhone 8 or 9, so don't think, maybe it's a 7, I don't know what I have, so still, whether it's an iPhone 12 or not, there's still powerful magnets. I would still be careful. A MagSafe accessories, Mac Mini, Mac Pro, MacBook Air, MacBook Pro. I have a MacBook right here. iMac, Apple Pro Display XDR, and then the Beats. The Beats Flex, Beats X, Power Beats Pro, UR Beats 3. Now, they said other Apple products may not do this. So they are going to have on their website some updates. But I don't think it's a bad idea. If kids haven't seen the grandparents or they're going to celebrate 4th of July weekend and they want to give a big juicy hug, to just pretend you're the TSA, put all your products to the side, anything, unused milk, unused water bottles that have to get thrown out, which really stinks because I'll spend $4 or $5 on a water bottle of water and then have to throw it out. But all those things kind of put to the side. Now, we've spoken about how hackers can hack into people's medical devices and things like that. So we've gotten more tech and we've gotten pretty cool, but unfortunately sometimes with more tech can lead to more challenges. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The death toll in the condo collapse near Miami Beach is rising. 10 people are dead and 151 still missing. Emergency teams have been working around the clock in a desperate search. Former Miami-Dade Fire Chief Dave Downey on the search.
We're still doing a very methodical, very deliberate search. Everything is gridded off, and teams are working various areas of what we refer to as the pile. Due to the heat and humidity, there's six squads of six.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Security checkpoints at America's airports keep getting busier. The TSA saying more than 2.6 million people were screened at airports on Sunday. Spokesperson Lisa Farbstein saying that's a new record since the coronavirus pandemic began. USA Radio News. Over 20 million Americans who aren't used to temperatures above 100 are dealing with a record-breaking heat wave.
The Pacific Northwest remains in the grips of a record-breaking heat wave that has already seen several new record-high temperatures already set. Most of the region will remain under an excessive heat warning for the next several days, with some areas seeing temperatures more than 30 degrees hotter than average. The heat even delaying the U.S. Olympic track and field trials on Sunday afternoon, after temperatures on the surface of the track were recorded in excess of 150 degrees. But relief should begin to come by Tuesday as temperatures fall in much of the region, but will still remain above average for the week. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Athlete Gwen Berry turned her back on the U.S. flag during the national anthem at the Olympic trials. Berry claimed the anthem would be played before she took the podium and then said, "But I don't really want to talk about the anthem because it's not that important. The anthem doesn't speak for me. It never has." You're listening to USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
877-878-4203. All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this is very, very controversial. When it comes to the flag, when it comes to the national anthem, and, you know, me having families who were immigrants that came to America, my mom was born here in America, but my father... came to this country after his parents escaped the Holocaust and Nazi persecution. So I'm just very, very grateful that America gave my family a home, and my father became a U.S. citizen. He met my mom. They got married. They had me. So I'm a first-generation American, and I'm very, very proud of that. And I love America, and I'm very, very grateful. if I was able to represent my country. I'm not speaking for everybody. You all have different, you know, feelings about America. But for me, if I was ever given the opportunity to represent my country in the Olympics or in a sport, I would be so proud. I think my uniform would have the red, white, and blue, my leotard, because I would probably be competing in the figure skating competition or the gymnastics competition. Because in my head, I could do the quadruple axles. I could do the quadruple somersaults. And everybody's like, hey, Dr. Dahlia. You know, and then I stand up there, and I get the gold, you know, and I'm singing the Star Spangled Banner. Oh, say to that Star Spangled Banner, yeah, wave. Anyway, so then I'm like, hey, and I was like, hey. And I just, okay, to me, that was just always a dream of mine, to be able to represent America. And I get that for some people, the national anthem doesn't sit right with them. I get that for many people, they feel oppressed by this country. But then my question is then why would you, then don't bust your butt being an athlete and then represent an America, represent a different country. If you identify more with another country, then you definitely, they then deserve you as an athlete. So what I don't understand is when somebody does represent America and be honored with the honor of being on the American team, why they would shun the flag or be an American. I mean, I know there's other people that will, with the Olympics, go to other countries so that they could compete. They might not make the American team, so they'll go to another country, make that team, so they can make it to the Olympics. And I don't know if I really buy that. I get if you have, you know, like me, I have ties to Israel and Germany and Austria, so, you know, maybe you could make an argument for that. But for me, I'm an American, so I can't country swap. If I'm going to represent a country, I'm going to represent America. But what do you do when the athlete who gets to make it to the Olympics on America dime, for America, doesn't want to show pride in their country? This is something we've never grappled with. You know, until Colin Kaepernick took a knee in the NFL. I mean, I know a lot of individuals who had just fantasized about being part of the NFL, being able to be, you know, in America's sport, and, you know, it just really kind of, you know, didn't make sense that there's so many ways to protest the need for police reform or police brutality and people dying in custody. There's so many ways to protest that. Why the flag? Without having connotation that you really aren't into America. And then if that's the case, then, you know, let somebody else be quarterback. Let somebody else be on that team. There's tons of Americans who love their country that want to represent America on the field. So I that's where I'm torn. I'm for freedom of speech, but if you don't feel America deserves you, don't. Why are you putting all your time and effort? Don't take a paycheck. Really protest America's involvement in football and the anthem played in football or the anthem. There's other ways to protest, but to, you know, make it and be what so many of us wish we could be, and then at that moment go, yeah, but I don't like America, I don't like the flag. It's you know, your efforts could be, you know, because I look at whoever's an Olympian is busting their butt for the country. And they love that country, and they're also given that honor by the country. So if you don't have a good relationship with the country, maybe then that's not the activity you do. I don't know. So apparently this all started with Gwen Berry, very gifted athlete, had apparently made bronze during the U.S. Olympic trials in Oregon. And so while the Star Spangled Banner was going on, she put her hands on her hip, and then she raised a T-shirt which read athlete activist, and then covered her face with it. Now, she claimed she was told the national anthem would play before she walked out, and that trial organizers wanted to set her up because they knew she didn't like the anthem or respect it. Now, I'm a little confused because I thought the anthem is always played. I thought that's not a surprise. It's always played. The trial organizers say it wasn't the case and that it played when it was meant to. Now, there's been a lot of calls for her to be barred from the Olympics, saying the whole point was to be proud to be American. She doubled down on the protest, tweeting and posting on Instagram that she's proud of what she's done. Apparently, she had lost $50,000 in sponsorship deals when she raised a fist at the Pan Am Games in Lima. And she was put on probation in 2019. And so there's been a lot of back and forth on, you know, you know, so I was never athletic to the degree that I would have wanted to be. And I thought that if you got to head to the Olympics, that is probably one of the biggest honors ever. And it's mutual in terms of you putting a lifetime of workouts and training and diet and practice into being able to represent the United States, and then likewise the United States bestows upon you one of the highest honors an athlete can have, allows you to make buku bucks in terms of endorsements, pays your way and your travel, and allows you to shine in the light and be one of America's best. So somebody who doesn't like the country, well, one wouldn't live in the country. If you really hate the country you live in and you don't live here, that's, you know, me. If there's a country out there that I don't want to live in, that I don't like, I'm not going to live in that country. It just doesn't make sense. But if somebody is living in a country that they don't respect, then, you know, you definitely don't want to work your butt off for that country. And you don't want that country honoring you. So it's just one of those relationships where you pass. So it starts to almost weaken the passion people have for the movement, whether it's BLM or whatever movement that is, you know, protesting the flag and protesting the country, when you go as far as becoming the Olympian, but, you know, or go as far as making it to the NFL and taking the contract and taking the money, but just kneeling for the flag. Because, I mean, if you're really protesting, I don't want any of it. I don't want any of it. You know, it's like, I don't want to marry you, and you're giving me the ring, and I don't want to be your wife. I don't want to look like I, you know, support you in marriage. No. But then why am I still living with you? You know, so it's one of those things where, you know, I respect her decision, and she, you know, has every right to have that decision, but it just then doesn't make sense that she would even enter the Olympics. You know, why then, you know, why go that far and why represent America if you don't like it? 1-877 Doc Dolly, don't go away.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702 702-
562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So how many of you guys are vaccinated for COVID? Don't worry, not going to ask for passports. I'm not going to, you know. I heard the Bruce Springsteen concert went really, really well, but he had to show you were vaccinated. I'm vaccinated. You guys can see it on my Facebook, not my card, but you can see me get vaccinated. I'm vaccinated. I feel pretty good. Definitely shed the mask. No mask for me. I don't even know where my mask is anymore. Mask is gone. I need it to fly, though, so I'm going to have to get a new mask. And you shouldn't just have one mask. You should have a bunch because you got to clean them. Got to have fresh, clean ones. But I'm pretty happy, girl. No mask. So over the weekend, the World Health Organization said mask.
I'm like, no, I'm vaccinated. I'm good. I don't have to wear a mask. Even though medically I understand that vaccinated people can still carry the virus, can still get the virus, can still shed the virus, but I'm just done with the mask. It's 115 degrees outside. It's hot. My studio is hot. It is so hot. You know, when I don't do Facebook Lives, I strip. It's just really, really hot. And my poor producers, you know, they're like, thank God we're not on camera, but it gets hot. I don't want to wear the mask. World Health Organization is saying, yeah, you got to wear the mask. So it's not a CDC recommendation yet. There's no mandates coming. But the World Health Organization says, look, we got these variants coming. And these variants are pretty scary. And especially this Delta variant and Delta Plus, such that vaccinated people might not be completely safe. Now, none of this is news to you or I, because I talked to you about this, just like with the flu shot. The flu shot's not 100%. On a good year, at the best, it's maybe 60% effective. So our vaccinations, our Pfizer, our Moderna, at a 95% efficacy of keeping us out of the hospital and dying, fantastic. One shot, about 82% efficacy. So fantastic numbers. Originally, one of the shots was only about 60% effective, and then they said, no, both Pfizer and Moderna, both 82% effective with just one shot. So we have some pretty darn good protection, but we have variants. I'm going to review the variants in America right now. And these variants are outsmarting what we believe are protective measures. We've seen the variants outsmart the masks. We've seen the variants outsmart social distancing. And they have very interesting mutations. Now, these mutations are, and we'll talk about some of them. Most of the mutations affect the spike protein, and the spike protein is that little piece that attaches onto our ACE2 receptor in order to get the virus into the cell. And these spike proteins have certain mutations. We talked about the Delta 2 plus, the Delta plus, and how it differs from Delta because it has that additional K417N mutation. This K417N mutation allows it to, one, escape some of our monoclonal antibody treatments, and two, escape immunity. So we believe, and the World Health Organization believes, that some of these vaccines that we have will help, but not be 100%. And medical experts don't want people to say, but you said I could be fine without a mask. So you will hear from medical experts saying, look, you might want to still protect yourself. If you think you're going to be vulnerable to COVID or to tuberculosis, or to pneumonia, or to flu, you might want to social distance, you might want to have a barrier and not let somebody spit on you, or kiss you, or spread their germs. So I think that's what's going on. So if I can, you know, have a direct quote from them, they said, Dr. Bruce Eilward of the World Health Organization said, so what we're saying is once you've been fully vaccinated, continue to play it safe, because you could end up as part of a transmission chain. You may not actually be fully protected. Sometimes the vaccines don't work in people. So the strains circulating in America right now, remember we aren't calling them the UK or the India or the South African, we're not doing that. So the UK is the Alpha strain. And I just think of Alpha as the first one, letter of the alphabet, A. I'll tell you guys how to remember these. The UK strain is now the most dominant, so I think of them as Alpha. And remember, the British were our Alpha before the Revolutionary War, so that's another way I might remember that. So, Alpha. The Beta was below the equator, and really below. So, South Africa. That's how I remember Beta in South Africa. That South African strain, the B11351, was in the United States by January 2021, is classified as a variant of concern. It does reduce the impact of certain monoclonal antibody treatments, but it could also reduce vaccine efficacy. So the South African variant, which we're not calling that kind of Beta, that's a variant of concern and already here in the United States. The Delta variant, Delta, I think of Delhi, India, right? New Delhi.
So the Delta variant is the India variant. That's the one that is the B16172 with the Delta Plus. The Delta variant is the one that is concerning a lot of medical professionals. It seems to affect younger people. It seems to escape immunity. Could possibly outsmart our vaccines. But for the most part, we still should have some protection. But it's a very highly transmissible virus. In fact, it actually might replicate faster due to some of its mutations. Then we have the Gamma. Now, I remember the Gamma variant because of the Brazilian Rio Games. So that's the Brazilian variant, the Gamma variant. That Gamma variant is here, also affects younger individuals, could impact our monoclonal antibody treatments. And then we have the Epsilon variant. Some of you have asked what the Epsilon is. The Epsilon variants were the ones first identified in California. So how I remember Epsilon is everybody's gone surfing, surfing USA. So everybody's gone surfing. Everybody E Epsilon California. Okay? That's how I remember Epsilon, right? So Epsilon variants, the B1427 and the B1429, they have a 20% increase in transmissibility. They reduce efficacy of some monoclonal antibody therapies and associated with reduced vaccine efficacy. But the Delta variant is the one you're going to hear about more in the news. And the Delta variant has a bunch of mutations. The E484Q, the L452R, the T19R, the DEL157158, the T478K mutation, the D950N mutation. But interestingly, this Delta variant has the P681R mutation that might allow that virus to replicate faster. So a faster replicating virus could actually do more damage quicker, which is why what we saw in India was some of these people get sick quickly, much more quicker. The Delta Plus variant has all of the above, plus that K417N, which can make it more less susceptible to our immunity, our vaccines, and our monoclonal antibody treatments. So with the World Health Organization saying, oh, we think you need to wear masks, is the CDC going to follow? We hope not, because I think we're sick of masks. I don't know if you saw my study on how dirty our masks or used masks are. And if people are done with buying masks and they're not washing their masks out, I really don't want to see them put dirty masks on. I'd rather they have the N95 respirator, the mask that's been proven to help, and not a bunch of the BS that people have been putting on their face. But I wouldn't be surprised if the Delta variant does come. We are already seeing some states report breakthrough cases, such as the one in Hawaii, in vaccinated individuals. We're seeing an uptick in coronavirus cases, which they believe are Delta. So it might, don't be surprised if by the fall, we're told to get back in our masks, so just don't throw them out yet. And I get it's frustrating. I also get that it's frustrating that this K417N mutation has arisen independently on multiple viruses, and you just kind of wonder if the original virus was tinkered with, could some of these mutations have been tinkered with too? So we don't know what entity we're dealing with, if it's just nature or if it's another more ominous source. 1-877 Nefarious. 1-877 Doc Dolly. Don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.